There we go.
Here we go. That's what I am.
I'm here too.
Whatever I can. Here in the morning, late afternoon, with a sports buzz, we're here for you.
Hit it, Bob.
Shake, shake, shake.
Yep.
Go on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome to the sports shake, shake, buzz. Shake. We got Parks golfing somewhere in the south, all nice and warm.
Of course he is.
He may surprise us and give us a call. We got the Hall of Famer, Bob Hengsting, setting in. Boy, I'm surrounded by Hall of Famers in here.
Listen,
how
to
you
him.
Doing, Bob?
Doing great, Woody. Thanks. Always good to be back. And
oh, I know.
We have a good time.
I said, Bob, you loose?
Oh yeah.
Oh, always.
Always. I may not be able to throw a strike, but I'm loose.
Yeah. So how are we doing this week? Got a lot happening.
Yeah, we do.
Got some records broke.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Not too bad, huh?
You know, it's. We got the Sox headed down, pitchers and catchers, I believe, Monday.
Monday, we're getting going.
I always remember going down to spring training like that, and I always drove. Cause I
really?
Wanted
yeah, yeah.
A
have your vehicle down there.
There.
Yep.
And going by Daytona, you know, Daytona Beach or
yep.
And seeing the racetrack, you know, all built up. And
that's pretty impressive, huh?
And yep. Tomorrow's the Daytona 500, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So I always remember, I always like seeing that Daytona race going by that, coming out of this weather.
Yeah, exactly. Being in a t-shirt and watching.
No idea who's got a chance to win that. Don't watch it much. I know this is a race of all races, basically. Everybody loves this one.
Yeah, this is the big one to watch. 500 miles is a lot of concentrating.
Yeah.
Driving at that speed. And I've had friends that have been down there, and they say, you stand on that third corner when they come roaring around there to go down that backstretch, and they said it's just unbelievable. You can feel the power in those vehicles. So
when I was in AAA, they started in a league play, and we were playing teams that you normally wouldn't play. We had to go out to Indianapolis, and they had our hotel was right there.
At the Indy 500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go in on the track. It was shut down or something. I don't remember. But we looked at a few, you know, they had a few cars in there just buying time. But what I remember the most is them bank corners.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, you couldn't even think you were going to
walk up that.
You couldn't walk up that.
No.
I mean, that's how steep them bank corners are coming around.
Oh, yeah, because they're flying. Yeah, you can.
I mean, I don't even know really what they're hitting going in there, but it's got to be two bills or better.
I would think so. Yeah. That's not for the faint of heart, you know. But, yeah, so with the Sox heading down, who's our ace this year?
We don't have one.
We don't have one, do we?
To be determined.
Yeah, to be determined. Well, our guy that started the opening game for us last year, you know, he's retired now.
Right. Hopefully we can do a little better. I bet we'll do a little better than that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
You would hope.
Yeah. So, if you said to me, I'll give you $100 if you name the lineup that they'll have opening day, I don't think I could do it.
No, there's too many questions.
Yeah.
You know, in it. The way that I look at it, and I'm not going to fall into the trap like a lot of people will, I think the Red Sox will come out and they'll do well in the first half. Like, I think, even like last year, they were 10 games over 500 in the first half. But then the injuries start. that's when it's going to show if you're going to be able to move on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody's gung-ho to get going, and everybody's going to be fresh. You know, usually the pitches are ahead of the hitters a little bit, and that may not be so in today's game because they do a lot more working out. When I played, the pitchers would be ahead of the hitters.
Yeah, because they
tend to. And then the hitters come back and they start going, and then it kind of evens out a little bit.
Yeah, you get some warmer weather and the ball carries a little bit more. And
never could figure out why we want to start at home.
Any of the Northeast teams, why do you do it? The Mets, the Yankees, the Red Sox, I'm with you. I don't understand.
I mean, we got enough domes to get everybody in.
Yep.
You know, like the Florida Marlins and all them, they can handle their own, but Northeast and Toronto, Toronto's got a dome, even if we got to go play Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
Yankees can go play the Twins, you know.
Yeah.
Get it done, but it don't work that way.
No.
And let me tell you something, going out to pitch a game when it's 40 degrees or less.
No. Not
all. That's a little bit different.
Yes, sir.
I pitched a game in high school against Hartford High School. And you could see the ball hitting in the grass, the marks, because it was just that amount of snow going. I mean, we played 15 ball games, and probably, I won't say half, but close to half will be in weather that you don't even want to play in.
No.
And it's too bad. I mean, and that's what the scouts say. You know, scouts would rather take a Northeast guy than a warm weather pitcher.
Hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, maybe a little.
They play year-round, and their arm's more used up than a guy up here.
Yeah.
They play tons of ball games down here. He's good, but the arm's used that much more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Overuse. Yeah. That makes sense. I always took my hat off to all you guys from the Northeast that made it, thinking you haven't had as much exposure to baseball as the California kid or the Arizona kid. You know, they play 40, 50 high school games, and they play all summer, you know, versus up here, 16, 18 games, you know, in high school, and sometimes, you know, a little bit more in Legion, but nothing like those warmer climates. But but for pitching, what you say makes really good sense. And I think we've had good luck with pitchers, you know, coming out of the Northeast. You and Mike Flanagan, Rich Gale, you know, we've had position players and that type of thing. The Whitehead kid from Burlington and, some others that have.
Can even go back a little further than that.
Doug LaCosse, you know.
Wheezy Doyle.
Yeah, Doyle. Yeah. But I'm thinking, you know, more in the modern. But, yeah.
We've had some people up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when you Troy Wessel,
yeah, right,
Valiant,
Valiant, yeah,
you know,
yeah, no, it's true. It's I think there was one of the Parmenters down in Bennington. He got up to like double A or whatever and had some arm trouble and stuff. But no, we've had some good people out of.
I can't remember He was in before I was, and he went to AAA, and then I think his arm blew up from up in the Orford area, somewhere around.
Yes. Yeah.
And I can't remember what his name is now.
Yeah. Was that Valiant, though?
No.
That wasn't?
No, he was before Valiant.
Okay.
He was before me.
All right. Okay, because Valiant was after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put my thinking cap on this afternoon.
Yeah. There's a few more out there. Give us a call if you can think of some names of the ones we didn't mention.
Yeah, exactly. So the Sox, they feel that Story is going to be their leader. I read that this week.
Really?
He's going to step up in the clubhouse and blah, blah, blah.
So you're just going to make him your leader?
Well.
That's number two problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That could have been taken care of easily.
Mr. Turner?
For $13 million.
Yeah. Mr. Turner, yeah, we let him.
You know, it's just showing you, it isn't the GM. It's the owner. What are you doing?
Mm.
What are you doing?
And Turner was happy to stay in Boston,
yeah.
He said. He would have been happy to stay in Boston.
Give him a 2-year contract, $26 million. You got your leader.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves him. I mean, he took over the team last year.
And a pretty good hitter for us.
In about a month.
Yeah, pretty good hitter for us, Woody.
Yeah.
Got a lot of RBIs. You know, 100 RBIs. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No. You know, and...
played a bunch of positions. Played second when we needed it. Played first. Even played third a couple games.
Yeah.
DH, I mean... what the heck, you know?
I mean, you come right out and you say, listen, it's the easiest spot to fill. But you can't even tell me who's going to DH on this team.
My guess would be Yoshida.
Why?
Don't you think?
Why?
Well, they got Duran.
Yeah.
And the O'Neal that they picked up. To play the outfield, the guy they got from...
I know who they're picking up, but that left-hand hitter, and I had his name, and I forgot it again. The kid that come up at the end made great contact.
Abreu. So he's going to be in the outfield.
You got it. Yeah. He's in right.
Yeah.
Duran's in center. Yoshida in left.
Okay.
Where else you going?
Yeah, or... if you DH Yoshida, put that O'Neal guy in left, maybe. I don't, the one they picked up.
What from. I'm saying is you can't even name a DH.
No, you can't.
Turner's going to DH for us and fill in
here
and there. That's easy enough.
Because Cassis isn't really ready to play every game at first, I don't think.
I think he is.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think you have to worry about it with Cora managing the team. He's already got everybody's time locked off right now.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to get out of.
Mm. We do.
He don't want to be there. Okay, so what are you going to get out of him?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Why would he be excited about this year? In all honesty, they finished last year, and what have they done to improve their team?
Nothing.
And they lost Turner. They lost Paxton.
Let's get some. Yeah. Let's just change something up.
Okay.
Okay. They didn't lose them. They didn't want them.
Okay.
And there's a difference there.
Yeah. Okay. But those guys are no longer with us who. Paxton was a pretty decent pitcher for us, I thought.
Why not?
Yeah. And now we don't have him.
You notice it's the people that come up for contract are leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
So, you know, we'll have to stay tuned. And, you know, we're doing the same thing even with the Patriots. And we can get a little bit on that, and you know, we got some women basketball player breaking records.
That's right.
Give us a ring. 603-843-8623. Let's get this show hopping. Ow!
Bam! Woody's got this. Oh, man. You got to see these headphones he's got. It is something. We may open up a line where we can get donations to buy Woody some new headphones here.
We may have to do a pub crawl to get...
That's right. Run a raffle.
I just come out, Bob, and I don't know the whole story. I wasn't there. Yesterday morning, my boy going to work by LeBrunch Trail Pack at Big Hill right there. Coming, got down it a little bit. The whole thing was a sheet of ice. Truck got squabbly there, and front end touched some dirt and rolled him right over on the side. And a guy going up the hill, I believe, pulls over, helping my boy, get out of the rig. And, until you put in a situation and you got airbags pinned you in a rig, it's hard to get out of a window, get undone out of the seatbelt and get out of here. I guess he did a great job. And while he was doing it, and I don't know all the timing or nothing, all I know is another one come over the top and hit that black ice, went down and took care of his car. No one was hurt, the number one thing.
Absolutely.
But I would just like, and I don't know who you are, but thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah, that's a great, great thing for someone to do. And
I mean, I'd have done the same thing in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
People in the knee gone over, and you do what you can. You just don't say, well, I'm late for work when somebody's in the time of need. And you help them out. And
absolutely.
And just really appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people in this world, Woody, and they just don't get the acclaim that some of the knuckleheads do.
I mean, this guy's doing a great job, and what's he get out of it? Yeah. His rig gets hammered.
Boy. Yeah, yeah. Wrong place at the wrong time,
Just I mean, you get on that hill 10 minutes later, and it's fine. It's just bad timing. Like, I went to work that day. I went down, I got to come down to exit 16, jumped the highway and go. Not once did I ever think it was all good. I mean, they were running out with salt and sand and everything.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, black ice, boy, it's scary. And like you say, your son coming down a hill and you hit it, there's not much you can do.
Right.
Really. Yeah, try to steer yourself to some dry land.
The main thing, everybody ended up okay.
That's it.
We'll take care of the car.
Yeah, we'll get new vehicles.
Yeah.
They make them every day.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I heard kind of you talking about a good story to help people. This young man yesterday, Parker Boyd, for East Carolina, became the first NCAA player to play with a prosthesis. He'd had a real bad accident, lost a limb, and loved baseball. He was a pitcher and a first baseman, I guess, before. And he got to bat in an NCAA game. He drew a walk, and then they pinch ran for him, and they said
he had a fake leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they pinch ran for him.
Why?
And that runner I don't know. I don't know all the details, but I guess everybody, it was pretty special, for this kid to be able to play in a collegiate game, Parker Boyd for East Carolina University. So that was kind of a cool thing.
So you're talking, college and I heard something. We'll have to look up the school. But it's the first two kids to get full rides at this college for cornhole playing.
Cornhole? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you see all them matches you got going on and stuff.
Yeah.
And they got free rides for it. I didn't even know it was in a college.
No, no. Wow. Free ride to play.
Yeah.
Toss them in the...
Who is it?
Fellas.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How you doing?
Good, good. We're up here enjoying some snow coming down, little flurries, but that's okay.
A little nippy here, too.
Where are you parked?
Savannah, Georgia.
And it's nippy there? Wow.
Yes, it is.
Is that where they play the Masters?
No. Augusta, that's in two weeks.
Woody's catching on. He's getting it. Don't worry, Rich.
You should have seen my trip down here.
Let's hear about it.
We left on Thursday afternoon from Burlington. We flew out at 5. We were delayed like a half hour. We missed our flight, our connection in D.C. by 10 minutes.
Oh.
And I went to the counter. They said, we can't get you there till Saturday.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm going to a golf tournament. Yep, we get to this Saturday at noon.
Oh, my.
So what did I do, Woody?
You rented a vehicle.
I rented a vehicle, and I left D.C. at 9:30 at night and rolled into Savannah at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, oh boy.
So when were you supposed to tee off? On Saturday?
Practice round was on yesterday. So we rolled into town at like 7:30. We were supposed to play at 10. And I wrote the coach. I just said, that's not going to happen for us. So he said, fine. We got over here at like 1:30. We slept a few. I slept 1 hour, actually. They slept, I don't know, a couple. And then we played yesterday. And here we are, 36 holes today.
Oh, boy.
How'd it go?
And we're playing, I don't know, it's the first outing. I only got 4 kids, so it's, you know, that first time out of the field house. I don't know, they're making some birdies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 So you only got 4 kids, but you should have 5, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's because I only have 5 on campus and 1's hurt, so we have to come with 4, which is, I mean, I've never done that before. It's not common practice, but we don't really have a choice.
Good for one of the kids, anyway.
Wow. Yeah, it's good. It's good for a bunch of the kids who it has been that way all year because I had 2 of my top 6 players. My best player didn't play in the fall, and the incoming freshman hasn't hit a shot yet. So all the kids are getting to play, and hey, you are what you shoot in golf.
Right.
Yep, so it's easy enough. Hey, how about my playoff pick? 7 for 7 down the stretch.
I tell you.
What do you think about that, Parks? You know,
go ahead.
Who's the coach there for 49ers?
Shanahan.
What do you think of him?
I think he's related to Alex Cora.
I think so. Now, you know what? He's seen these good quarterbacks go. And in regulation time, I know they missed a field goal. That hurt them. The ball in the ankle, that killed them. That woke
that
up
was,
the sleeping
that
dogs.
That was huge. Right. Mm. Yes, that did.
But
yep.
There's always a but in there. You survived that, right? You had a tie ball game. With, what was there, 5 minutes on the clock to move the ball down the field. You are now 3rd and 4. And I'm going to have Purdy throw a pass? No.
How about the fact in the second half you got the best offensive player in football and you don't give him the ball till overtime?
Right.
Hmm. McCaffrey. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Woody and I were talking about. Why not run the ball with him, 3rd and 4, and you get a first down there, Rich. You got 2 downs to do it. That game's over. You can go in. If hopefully score, but if you don't, you kick a field goal and give Mahomes no time. You know?
Right.
I'm saying you've got 4 yards to get with the best running back, and I know they stopped him a couple times, but this guy wants to win. You're going to have to – you got 2 plays to get 4 yards, and I'm coming up with something. He's carrying the ball, and I'll guarantee you when he gets that first down, this game is yours.
Even in overtime, they had it down there. They could have went in the score, and they chose to kick the field goal. I mean, you got to run the. You got to go for it because
you know
Mahomes is going to score one way or the other. But if you got him pinned down there, what's the difference? 3 or 7 at that point,
right?
Yep.
Hey, Parks, you got to go to a quick break. You going to give us a call back?
Yeah, I'll call back later. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Hey, we got to go to a quick break. Let's get these telephones going. 843-8623.
Bam!
To the Sports Buzz. You got the Hall of Famer Bob Hinkson setting in, waiting for you to call 603-843-8623.
So where have we gotten in society that we have a parade to honor a championship Super Bowl team? You know, you're out in the heartland of America. Everybody's in a good mood. Couple guys get down there and get in a scrape, and they pull out guns and start shooting. You know, the Chiefs thing. What the heck is going on with people? Why do you have a gun at something like that? You know,
what kind of gun, Bob?
I really don't know. I didn't hear.
I think it was a rifle.
Was it really? Yeah.
How do you sneak one of them?
Yeah. I mean, but what are you doing?
I don't know. It's brutal out there. I got to believe that every year when you have a parade now, it's going to have to be some extra check-ins to go through.
But you got people, I'm sure, at a city, Woody. They're coming out of apartment buildings and down on the side of the street. How the heck do you contain everybody? Not like a stadium where you're all, you know, going through a gate and all that type of thing. I'm wondering, a team's going to do these parades anymore?
I said, you know, you probably won't see any more parades.
No. Why would you? Why would you put yourself out there? Some of the team could have got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, these guys firing guns around. I mean, 22 people got injured.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy.
You know, you say all the players could have been hurt.
Anybody. But
just anybody.
Yeah.
Is just as important.
Yeah. They interviewed a mother and her daughter were there. She goes, I'm never coming back to anything like this again and put my daughter at risk. You know, she was standing right pretty close to where it happened, you know, on TV, and you can't blame her. You know,
I dislike it as much as anybody else, but I don't like to talk about it much. I wish it wasn't on the news because copycats.
Yeah.
He got fame out of it, and this is what, so I just don't like to put it out there that much. Who is it? Who is it?
Good morning. This is Jaden Porter calling, the senior captain of Hartford High School golf team.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good day for golf.
Hey, congratulations. Congratulations. You guys are going to Texas in the Nationals.
Thank you very much. That's correct. And right now we're trying to raise money to get there, and we're running that virtual silent auction, and that's what I'm calling about today.
So where do people access that, Devin?
So we got our virtual silent auction is on 32auctions.com/HHS Golf.
So it's 32
Yep.
Auction.com/HHS Golf. HHS Golf, okay. And how much are you trying to raise, Devin?
So our total goal is $23,000.
Yep.
And we're about 15,000 of the way there so far.
Wow.
We're getting there, and we got a little more to go, but we're featuring things like some of the top courses in Vermont and or in the area on there, like Burlington Country Club. We got Lake Sunapee Country Club, Queechee.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish Rich were here today because he might be able to get a couple little golf memorabilia things for you to auction off, too. You know, some flags that are signed or whatever. When do you need the stuff in by?
So it's actually up and running right now, and it closes March 1st at 10:30 p.m. is the final time.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can scrape up something else for you. And your coach, Aaron Stevens, belongs at the club I work at, John P. Larkin in Windsor, so I know Aaron pretty well, so I will get with her if we can grab something maybe to enhance people to bid on, you know?
You betcha.
And we'll work it for you.
Yeah, we'll work it for you on here. Yep. Yeah, you'll get it.
We appreciate it.
No, you guys had a great season, and what a great experience to get to go down there and, you know, match up with some of the best teams in the country. So good for you guys.
Yeah, I know. We're all excited and looking forward to just right around the corner.
Well, we're proud that we're your home course as well, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll have a banner up for you. And we made a donation of some stuff for your auction already, too. So
that's terrific. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So great, great. We're glad you called in. So 32.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Yep, 32auction.com/HHS Golf. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay,
alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Devin.
See ya.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That's
there
cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have a problem.
They won't around this area. People will chip in.
It isn't like you need to give $500.
No.
Just every little thing gets them closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they're a good bunch of kids. They, you know, they do play their home courses,
right.
John P. Larkin, and they're a really good group and always very respectful when they're down there, and they come down for practices and matches and stuff. And so, yeah, good for them. You know, they're excited about it. And so
let's get it going.
Yeah, let's get it going. All right. So, back to the Chiefs thing. Some of the good things that have come out of this, people can say what they want about it, but Taylor Swift gave a $100,000 donation to that lady's family that was killed.
Right.
In it, you know. So people have stepped up, and the Chiefs, I understand, were very supportive going to visit people that were injured at the hospital and stuff, and, you know, trying to.
I see Mahomes there on a commercial or whatever stepping up.
So.
You know, no matter what you think, these professional athletes are real good to the public. And
they are. Yeah, they are. And during the Super Bowl, did you see the thing? They had the little boy. He was a twin, and he was born with cerebral palsy or spina bifida or something where he didn't, you know, develop enough to be able to play, and he's in a wheelchair and everything. And so his hero was really Patrick Mahomes, so they brought him over to the Chiefs. He thought he was just going to go see the Chiefs practice facility and get around and everything, and little did he know that he was going to meet Mahomes. And Mahomes came into the room, and he had two tickets, and this is back before the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl, two tickets to the Super Bowl for the kid. And the kid, I mean, the smile on his face was a mile wide. It was so nice, and Patrick was really good with him, so good for him. You know,
who is it?
Hello?
Who is it?
Bruce Blanchard.
Bruce, how the heck are you?
I'm well, Bob. And forgive me, your partner's name?
Rob Woodward.
Rob, how are you?
Good. Doing well.
Or just good. Woody. Woody's close enough.
Okay. Well, long time no talk.
And, yes, sir.
Given your background association with John P. Larkin Golf Course in Windsor.
Yeah, well, I've been helping out there since I retired from the school, so this will be my 10th summer, believe it or not.
And it's hard to imagine that our mailman for years was the golf course was named after him.
Yeah, John was a wonderful man.
Yes, he was. No question about it.
Yeah,
I thought you might be. I might appreciate this. I live on the first fairway here, Hawk Country Club in Stratford, Connecticut. Hello.
You still there?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Yep.
So I live in the first fairway, and it's called Blackhawk, and it's near Sikorsky Aircraft here, and that's the reason for the name. But the reason I mention it is that it's the only golf course now in the country that has robots that mow the fairways.
Really?
Yes, and so given we live on the first fairway, when it gets dark late in the day, sometimes we'll see the robot. They have headlights on each. All 18 holes are robots. And to see these robots with the headlights, it looks as if the aliens have just landed.
Holy smoke. I'd like to see that sometime. I'll have to come down and visit you and watch that happen. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's being test marketed, and so for whatever reason, why the Blackhawk Country Club was picked to do it, and so it really is very interesting. And I just went to my 70th Shrine Bowl.
Yep.
Anniversary, and two of us were there. Jim Ward from Springfield was the other. Unfortunately, he was in a wheelchair. And no surprise that my wife did some research on, because back then we only had 24 that dressed, because we all played both ways, that just about everybody's gone. Jim was in a wheelchair, and he's been up at the VA hospital in White River for quite some time. But anyways, 70 years.
Wow. Well, that was Woody's dad should have played in that same game, but there was kind of a funny thing that his coach failed to give him the information that he was on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have played from Lebanon High School. He would have played against you, of course, playing for New Hampshire, but he should have been on that team.
What's the name?
Robert Woodward.
Woodward.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he would have been in that game, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, when I think of Lebanon, I think my years playing against the Elephants.
Yeah.
Anyways, just one quick thing. Tell me, how does it work now that the big high schools in New Hampshire don't participate?
Well, that's a story. We got to go to a break. That's a story for another day, but... yeah, they play in this East-West game now, and just in New Hampshire. That's what most of them play in.
So, we'll talk a little bit about it after we come back from break. So, if you'd like to give us a call back, go ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks,
all
Bruce.
Right. Thank
yep.
you.
Yep. 603-843-8623.
Bam!
Okay, we're coming back from a break. See ya. That's Kevin. He's going to call you at 12:30.
The numbers man.
The numbers man.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz.
All kinds of action going on.
Yeah, there is.
So we gave some erroneous information that Woody's dad didn't play in the first Shrine Game, which is when Bruce played, but Kevin's dad, Wes Doyle, played.
Wheezy Doyle.
Wheezy, and he was on the same team with Bruce, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he was on that, Wes Doyle, so I'm going to definitely tell Bruce if get back to him about
Bruce
what.
Bruce is listening.
Yeah, hopefully he's listening, and so that was pretty cool.
You know, they have the big high school. They got that other Northeast football game going on.
Yeah, East-West.
East-West.
Yep, yep.
Whatever direction. I think that's because New Hampshire was always dominating that game.
In particular with the big schools, you're right.
Right, yeah. With them big schools and stuff, so they kind of evened it out a little bit.
Yep.
Is what they did, and that's how it became like it is.
Yeah, and it's, I think in many ways, Woody, it's added more excitement, you know, quite honestly, of course, being hooked up with a Vermont school, it's made it more evenly balanced of Vermont having a chance to win the game.
I don't blame you.
So it's made it good.
We were dominating.
You were kicking our butt. Okay. You didn't have to keep saying that.
No, but it's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that game is it isn't just a football game.
No.
I mean, it's big for some of the kids, you know, a lot of schools there and everything. But on the other side of the coin, you know, the kids go to the hospitals and see really what they're playing for.
Exactly. What the Shrine's all about.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
No, my son played, and he said that hospital thing was like a life-changing thing. When you go in there and see those kids.
Right.
It really makes you realize, you know, what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the same way with the basketball teams, Major League Baseballs, you know. They all go into these hospitals, and they change lives.
And it's like, I'm sure you with the Red Sox, you guys realized how important that Jimmy Fund was.
Yeah.
That was a very important, saved a lot of kids' lives.
Right.
Through that. You know, the money and being able to treat those kids for their cancer. So, I say every day there are so many good, caring, generous people in the world. They just don't get the credit for it.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, we try to give them some, but we don't get them all.
No.
Hey, we're at the top of the hour, going to a little break here. We'll catch you on the other side. If you want to call in, 603-843-8623. Give us a shout afterwards.
Bam. Yeah, that's... I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. Sports Buzz.
We're here for you.
Come on, shake, shake, shake.
Yep.
Come on and shake, shake, shake.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Buzz. We got Parks down in Georgia.
Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia. And we got the Hall of Famer, Bob Hinkstinks, waiting for your telephone call. 603-843-8623. We'll talk about what you want to talk about.
Absolutely. So our good friend, former Patriot, Jimmy Garoppolo, has a suspension for 2 games this coming year. For performance-enhanced drugs.
Yeah.
And that said that's probably pretty sure that the Raiders are going to cut him. So he may not have to worry about playing 2 games anyway.
That so poor guy. The Patriots pick him up?
Oh, I can't. No.
He was the glass house.
Yeah, he's the one that I think started some of the problems with Kraft and Belichick, wasn't it, supposedly?
Well, Belichick loved him.
Yeah.
Kept him on and on and on. Let him go. Went to the 49ers. Went to the Super Bowl a couple times. Lost.
Yeah. Went to
he can't do it.
Went to the Raiders. Then he got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. But he's got a 2-game suspension, so that's kind of interesting.
So, you know, the big discussion now is, do they get a quarterback in the first round?
Well, like you and I, you know, I think we've talked on the air before about it. Whoever they get for quarterback, Woody, he's got to have a better line, and he's got to have somebody to throw to.
Yeah.
So my thoughts were, do you go maybe and get a Kirk Cousins or somebody like that as a quarterback?
Going to cost them too much.
But get a really good receiver.
I liked the guy talking the other day. He said it's too early for a young quarterback to come in on that. I think he's right. You know, it isn't like you're going to roll over and go to the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, good Lord, no.
They
got a lot of work to do on offense.
This is what's going to happen. Who is it?
Hey, Bruce Blanchard again.
Hey, Bruce. Bruce, I was erroneous. Woody's dad didn't play with you. He was a few years afterwards, but a guy that played on your team, Wes Doyle.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, his son Kevin is good friends with us, you know, Woody and Rich and myself, and he called in, and he has the program to that very first game that you guys played in.
Wow.
Yeah. But
Wes and I were very, very good friends because we played against each other in all three sports.
All through school,
For 4 years, and matter of fact, we roomed together at the Shrine game.
Really? And that's awesome.
For 2 weeks. And I tell you right now, playing linebacker on defense, no one did I dread tackling more than Wes Doyle.
Really?
boy, did he hit hard.
Yep.
No, he was a tremendous athlete. We played together for that semi-pro baseball team in Lebanon.
No kidding.
At Monadnock Park for a couple summers.
Yep. Yeah.
And he was used to play against the New England Hobos and the Clowns, whatever they call themselves. So, anyways, and Wes and I played the Junior Legion ball together.
I'll tell Kevin for sure.
Could Weezy hit the ball?
Tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
Could Weezy hit the ball?
I'm sorry.
Could Weezy hit the ball pretty good?
Yes, he could. Yes. No, as you may know, his mother was a tremendous fan, and she made sure that our room for the Shrine Bowl game for 2 weeks was in order.
That's pretty cool. The East-West game.
Bob, could you give me your mailing address?
I will. It's 55 Jewett, J-E-W-E-T-T, Road, Windsor.
Hewitt?
J-E-W-E-T-T, Jewett,
okay.
Road, 55, and in Windsor, 05089.
Okay.
So
55, right?
Yeah, 55. So quickly, okay. I'll give you the East-West thing. With all the big New Hampshire schools getting bigger down near the Interstate 93 and all that, New Hampshire was really dominating the game big time. So the big New Hampshire schools started this East-West game, and it benefits CHAD, the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. And so they play an East-West game, and they play that in June, late June, when school gets out. So therefore, more of the smaller school kids that are more Vermont size play against Vermont in the Shrine game. Because with our diminishing population in Vermont, I think if memory serves me now, Bruce, we've only got like 2 schools in the whole state of Vermont that are over 1,000 kids. You know, it's really cut down. So now, like Woody and I were talking off the air, the game is much more competitive, and both schools have more than an even chance to win. And, is we spoke, what's the benefit of that game? It's to raise money for those kids in the hospital. And so it's given some of the smaller school kids in New Hampshire an opportunity to play in that game that never would have played before from Newport. And Stevens now is, you know, a smaller school and that type of thing, you know. So it's still a pretty good game and still well attended and all that. So that's the story. Yes.
So Castle is a good spot.
Yeah.
Yes, it is for that.
Just one more time. The East-West is defined how?
In New Hampshire, it's kind of broken up. They call it East-West, and as we know, there aren't as many schools on the west part of New Hampshire, and I don't honestly know how the total breakdown goes, but it's more the Division I and II schools from New Hampshire that play in it. Yep.
Well, did the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year?
The Patriots? No, sir.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Have you been out of the country or what?
Well, we had our day in the sun, didn't we, for 20 years?
We did, and it's time to spread it around a little bit.
I lost a dear friend in Bob French recently.
Yes, I went to his memorial service, and Bob, there were a ton of people there, and yes, he touched an awful lot of people. Wonderful man.
We grew up together in Harlan.
Yep.
And it's Milt Ducharme. Was he there?
I didn't see Milt at the service, and he's not getting around as good as he once did. But I'm sure probably it was like a 3-hour time frame for people to go out there and meet the family. And when Candy and I got there, it was in the town hall in Brownsville, and holy smoke, the place was packed, you know.
But
I talked to Betty this last week, and she's holding her own. She's doing pretty good. So,
well, good. Fond memories. And,
yes.
Thankful for every day.
Absolutely. And great to hear from you, Bruce, for sure.
Yeah, stay well. Stay
All right. Right, you too. Take care, my friend.
All right. Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wonderful guy. Well, we're just a classic. That's pretty cool that he and Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Room. You have to tell the numbers, man, that.
Oh, yeah. He could be listening. He was quite an athlete.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
Back in the day,
and I know Leon Royce told me about that too. Said he was
quite a competitor.
He was the real deal. Yeah,
you know, went on to play for the Orioles.
Yeah,
in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, it's pretty good stuff. Yeah, did we win the Super Bowl? So the 3-point contest tonight, Woody, and I don't know if we can see it on TV or not. That Sabrina Ionescu, the female who went to the University of Oregon, she plays in the WNBA, and Seth Curry are going to have a 3-point shooting contest.
Really?
And they're going to shoot from the men's distance. She wants to shoot from the men's distance to make it even, which is, you know.
So is the WNBA shorter?
Yes. The WNBA is 22 feet, 1¾ inches. Don't make it two, no. In the men's, the NBA is 23 feet 9 inches. And right now she's shooting 3-pointers at 44.8%. And Curry is shooting at 42.3%. Of course he's from the men's, you know, in the thing. But they're gonna shoot, and it's on like at 9:15 tonight, it says.
So it's just them two and
those two. Head on.
Why
head.
Don't we make it a three-way?
Don't know. They had this little deal. I guess she shot really well last year, and she sent a message to Curry and said, hey, want to have a little contest between the two of us? So Seth responded and said, sure, and named the place. And she goes, why not All-Star Weekend? So here it is. So I'm sure there's some big sponsors in that, but I'd like to try to tune in. They said it'll be on. It's about 15 minutes for their whole piece, 9:15 to 9:30. So
yep.
I'd like to try to find that and watch it, but it'd be kind of cool.
Who is it?
Woody's got a fast truck. He drives it down to the tuna grounds. He throws out his pole and hopes he gets a big old tuna. He's going to get one.
Come on, Bruno.
Woody's got a fast truck and a strong tuna pole. How do you like that one?
Wow. Hey. Wow. I think that could be a bestseller.
Yeah. You might make the Grammys.
Well, I'd be watching if you were on singing it.
What's up?
Well, Woody's been telling me about his ice fishing exploits.
Oh, God. Boy, is the ice thick enough?
Well,
it is in some areas.
In some areas, but not much. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys my prediction on who's going to win the Daytona 500 tomorrow.
Okay, we're appreciating that.
Okay, it's going to be Martin Truex Jr.
Martin, I'm writing this down, Bruno. Martin Truex Jr.
Drives a Toyota for Joe Gibbs, Coach Gibbs.
Toyota for Coach Gibbs. Okay.
Yep.
So you're going to call us back next week and let us know who wins?
Yeah, we want to know. You fill us in, will you?
I'll call you back, and I'll give you how far off I was.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, well, you guys don't think the Patriots would try to get Galapagos?
Why would they, Bruno? Let's be honest.
Well, maybe not. See, now that Belichick's not there, wasn't he Belichick's boy?
Oh, he was. That we said earlier, that was the start of the problems with him and Kraft. A lot of it, we feel, was them not agreeing on Garoppolo.
Right, right. I think he's a good quarterback. He just needs to stay healthy and
well, that's the thing.
Into something that helps you heal, and he weren't supposed to.
Right, right.
Or they weren't supposed to find it, and somehow they found it. That's probably what I would say.
So this is what's going to happen, Bruno. They're going to go out. And they're going to somewhat fix their line. They're going to get a couple receivers, maybe that Harrison. And then they're going to have Jones running the quarterback. He's got one more year. They can get that line fixed. They can get some receivers, get them playing together. Drop Jones in 2 years, get a better quarterback somewhere down the line, and that's how it's going to start.
I agree with you. I think that's probably a wise thing. I want to put this out there, too. You want to watch out for the Raiders next year because the guy who's going to be the coach now, he's
Antonio Pierce. Yep.
When he was a player, He was the real deal, and he's getting a lot of his advice. He was one of the guys that didn't like when Tom Coughlin took over the Giants, and he was one of the real vocal guys. And then after he saw how it made the team better and a lot of the things, Coughlin's like is helping him out, is his friend now, and he is giving him advice. And the thing with Antonio Pierce is he knows what these new players like and stuff. And I've watched some stories on him, and he tells about what McDaniels did there and how he acted. McDaniels, anyone that gives McDaniels another chance to be a head coach is foolish. He's not a head coach guy. He's not.
I said that before he went out there.
I can't remember what interview. If you guys could see that interview, and McDaniels went in and said he was going to say all this stuff to the players, and he lost every player in the whole room. And the next week he was fired. So I think the Raiders will be good with this coach if they give him some time to get some. For the players to come his way, I think he'll be really good.
All right, Bruno, we got to go to a quick break.
I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Bam. I was saying. FCC. Here we go. Bum, 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 bum.
You gotta
celebrate
the right.
Hey, Woody's got it going.
Hey,
folks.
Put your hands together. Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving.
So some of the big stuff come out on the parade. Kelsey might have had too many beers.
You think?
You know what I say? He's happy. It's all right. Give him a break.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't driving.
No.
No, you know.
I mean, that's the way it is. He might have went a little overboard, but, hey, he's partying.
And these guys are in their late 20s, early 30s, you know? I mean, yeah. they're still young guys.
You know, they've missed out on a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming up through like that.
Exactly.
You don't realize how much, you know, you got to give up to do what they're doing.
Exactly.
So when they get a chance, they're going in head first.
And I see his brother now is not going to retire. He said, I've got some more football left in me. I think he got the fever being hanging around his brother's team and Jason Kelsey. So he's going back to Philly.
Oh, he is?
Yes. He said that yesterday. That he said, I'm not retiring.
He won one?
Yes. They won that year when they beat the Patriots, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, he was, you know, younger in his career.
Yeah.
But he was on that team.
He likes that partying, and he's just crazy.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah.
He come out of that big booth there, no shirt on. Get back in there!
Yeah, those boys like to have a good time. And you know, good for them.
Boy, he knows what to do when he takes a mic, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he takes control. Hey, there's another aside. This is off the subject a little bit. But I saw a score last night. Boys basketball, Hanover 50, Kingswood 14. Wow. 14 points, Woody,
in a
high school boys basketball game. What the heck? I mean, I'd like someone, if someone was around that saw that, to call in. What happened? 14 points. You know?
We need a caller. I hear what you're saying.
What?
And I wasn't there, had two scouts there. But Mascoma's playoff game against, I believe, I don't dare to say, Berlin maybe? I'm not sure who the team was. But that was quite a ball game. Back and forth in regulation. Ended up a tie. Went into overtime. Back and forth. The other team had the ball. And the kid went to make a pass. And it hit off his teammate's leg and went out of bounds with 3 seconds. They took the ball out. Passed it to a kid. And I believe it was half court. Just turned, chucked it up, never hit rim or nothing, straight through for the win.
Really?
Quite a game.
Wow.
So if somebody that see the game or something, give us a call. Talk about it a little more.
Holy smoke. That had to be. And that was at Mascoma?
I believe so.
Yeah. Holy smoke. Yeah, I'd like to. I'm trying to see if I can find out who was in that game. You don't remember what night, do you, Woody?
Last night.
Oh, last night.
That's why you can't get it in the paper.
Don't start now. Let's see. So last night, and it was boys basketball?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Bob's looking it up on Bat.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here. See who they played.
So we got a lot of teams playing down, you know what I mean? And it's like...
White Mountains.
White Mountains, that's it.
62-59 was the final. Wow.
Yeah, it was a turn and heave and went through.
Isn't that something?
Quite a ball game.
Yeah, it. That's why the tournament is for high school sports and in our college. You know, you're one and done.
Yeah.
There's no, like, well, we got another game tomorrow. It's
March Madness.
Yeah, it's
in
just,
February. Who is it?
Jack Smith.
How you doing, Jack?
Jack, how are you, sir?
Good. Good. How are you guys doing today?
No complaints.
Hey, good. Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I know you guys don't cover the down below the demilitarized zone, but there's a girl down here in Springfield who just...
Macy Stagner.
Springfield's all-time scoring record with 47 points. Two other games in the past 2 weeks, she got 40 and 41. And she's probably up about 1,200 points now, I think, for her career. But
yeah, I've been fortunate enough to see her play, Jack, when they've come to Windsor. And she's a nice player, no question about it. Plays.
Well, I believe they're playing today at Hartford. And I'm not sure what time it is. It's either at 2:30 or at 7, but I haven't been able to confirm either one.
Yeah, Windsor's playing Fairhaven at home at 12:30. So yep. I'm going to be scrambling right down to that game. And yep. When we get out of here, that'll be, don't tell the police that I'm going to be going right along to get down there in time for that one. But and we have to play Hartford on Tuesday night, and then we've got to come back and play West Rutland on Thursday. So our girls have got some tough ones in a row here coming up. I'm looking up the time of that Hartford game too. See if I can find it here.
And also, Travis Kelce, he also donated $100,000 to a family of two girls, I think, that were injured in that shooting.
That's awesome. No, there's a lot of good stuff, as we've said, Jack, that have come out of these things. And there a lot of, as Woody said, a lot of these athletes are very, very generous. That game's a 7 o'clock game, Jack, at Hartford, Springfield and Hartford.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Okay. Well, you guys, hey.
All right, take care. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, right?
Yeah.
Take care.
Who is it? Who was it, Matt?
I don't think there was anyone.
Oh, okay. We just heard the buzz in.
We could hear the call waiting.
Well, thank you to two of our fellow athletic directors that told me that game's at 7 tonight. Rich Sapek down to Springfield and Brian Woodbury from Windsor. So thank you, guys. You're keeping Woody and I on our toes, and God knows that's a full-time job. So we appreciate it very much. But, yeah, the Stagner girl, she's a nice player, Woody. She goes both ways, left and right-handed, and has got good quickness. And
going to college where?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Jack might have known that because he's living in Springfield now. But I wouldn't be surprised to see her go to a Castleton maybe or, you know, something and play. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, we got to go to another quick break. Keep the phone lines hot. 603-843-8623. We're going to groove tonight.
Bam. Here we go. Bum, bum.
Hey,
well, we better do our sponsors quick, huh? So we don't get caught up. Welcome back. All right, we got to do these sponsors, Woody. These are the guys that keep us on task here. Jake's Market, all over the place. Kidder's Automotive.
They can't fix it, scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves.
Oh, pumping the pellets out.
Absolutely. Wilson Tire.
Keep rolling us along.
Yep. Proud sponsors of the Deer Pool. Richards Electric. Marsh Brothers Deli, where Rich gets his little goodies to eat. HP Roofing.
Hey, ain't goofing, they're roofing.
Martin's Mechanical. William Smith's Auctioneers. JAS Auto Body.
Pete and Toby.
Yep, Pete and Toby. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Field and Sons Concrete out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs, Chad Hemingway. Barden Concrete. The Hilton Garden Inn, where we are.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah. And Lundy Lawn Care, East Plainfield Auto. And Allen's Vending, and it's the Allen's Vending Hotline that we're on when you folks are calling in. So thanks to all those guys for keeping us going here. Okay, we want to do a little plug here. We had a call while we were off the air. It's the 102nd annual Fred Harris Ski Jumping Contest down in Brattleboro at Harris Hill. And Doug Lance, many of you might know, he's going to be in the opening ceremonies tomorrow for the big event, singing his song, I'm a Ski Jumper.
I'm a ski jumper.
So this thing, they had a little thing on the news last night, Woody. A young man from Norway all the way over here to participate. And he said how great the conditions were. And they had an 11-year-old from New York that was competing. 11 years old going down this ski jump. So it's pretty impressive, all the people from all over.
Get him going before he realizes he's nervous.
I'd be nervous standing at the top of that thing. I'll tell you, woo. Yeah. And Doug said he jumped a long time ago, but he didn't think he was coming back for a repeat this year. But thanks, Doug.
No, he was a good ski jumper.
I'm sure he was.
Now he sings a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got a hit song. Yeah. He thinks he's climbing to the top.
That's what he said.
He could be.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty good singers, too, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We've been told that.
We thought that.
We think so, anyway. And another, you know, quick plug, remember the Hartford High School golf team is heading to the Nationals down in Texas this summer. They're running a silent auction, which goes until March the 1st, and you can get on that on 3232auction.com/HHS Golf. And they hope to raise $23,000, and they've already raised $15,000. So get on and support the kids. They're a great bunch of kids. They golf down at our club that I work at, and they're a great bunch of kids, and quite an experience for them to go to Texas and participate and represent the state of Vermont. So,
what was that again, Bob? What was? How do you get on?
3232 auction, AUCTION .com/HHS, Hartford High School Golf, GOLF.
It's time we get on board and help them out a little bit right here.
Yep. Kick in. And like what he said, you don't need to give $500. You give $5 or $10 or whatever you can do to help them out and bid on some of the prizes. They have some great foursomes of golf at a lot of the real nice courses around. Yeah. So it's a good opportunity to help the kids.
And I don't think they'll have a problem, you know. It's just the way it is here in the Valley. We take care of our kids.
We do.
We take care of, you know, people in need.
Yeah. It's been proven with the Greenie and with the pub crawl and with the event we had at the Legion this fall there.
Yeah.
Donating money to the Fuel Fund, Veterans Fuel Fund. And you're right, it's a lot of good folks out there.
So who's the college girl? Katie?
Caitlin Clark from Iowa.
Can fire them from any angle, distance. She broke the women's college scoring record.
Yeah, over 3,200 and some odd points.
And going.
And going. She's still got games to go.
Yep.
And I said the shot that she hit to break the record was from, I mean, downtown.
Yeah.
That was downtown Bill Brown. She was further than him. But,
and of course it always brings up, is she the best one? Is she the best one? Well, you can't say she's not. But what they say is, well, she hasn't got a national title. So what's that got to do with being the best one?
It honestly don't. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
But he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he was a pretty darn good quarterback.
Yeah.
He just unfortunately wasn't on a team that you know, won a Super Bowl. That doesn't diminish him as a player.
No.
You know? There's been a lot of good college players. Pete Maravich was a pretty good player. He didn't win the NCAA title either.
You know, it's one of them discussions they'll be having. It's just talk on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you're tied with the best player.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go down and name the players. And
yeah, she's fun to watch. I hope that her team goes a ways in the NCAAs this year to get to watch her. You know, we watched Taylor Soul last year. That was fun.
Yeah.
To watch somebody that you know. And, you know, it was that brought a lot of excitement. And I'm going up this afternoon. One of our Windsor girls, Olivia Rockwood, is a senior at UMaine, and they're playing UVM this afternoon. Two teams right at the top of the America East. And that's fun to go watch a kid that you watch grow up through the ranks go play at the, you know, Division I level. So. All good stuff.
You know, and she's not a ball hog,
No.
I mean, she's got quite few assists.
And, oh, absolutely.
Right. She gets her. She just don't miss.
She doesn't miss. No. And her shot is just pretty to watch.
Yeah.
It's just smooth and.
That's what I'm. You got the girl breaking the record. You got. The three-point contest going on. That's why I'd say a three-way. They ought to bring her in and make a big thing about it.
Yeah, she probably, being still in college, she can't, wouldn't allow her to be in that, would they?
Why?
I mean, I don't know. Going against, I guess.
Maybe you can't win nothing.
They're not giving her any money. You're right.
She'd be the one that has to go in the clubhouse and take $750 worth of merchandise.
Right.
Same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they could put a show on,
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, bring her out there. That would be. But I'm looking forward. I hope I can watch that tonight, the Ionesco and Seth Curry.
He'll let her win.
He won't. Would you let somebody win?
No,
of course you wouldn't. All right, well, he's a competitor like you. Yeah. No, it's a lot of good stuff. How about our Celtics now? Are they aren't they a funny group sometimes? Like you said last week,
they're funny, and it's going to burn them in the playoffs. It's going to get them. You just can't live and die by the three. You can't do it. I think a lot of it's got to do with coaching. I mean, there's no reason to miss 10 threes in a row, Uncle. And you watch them through the night, and they get right in that thing where they miss a three or they're down three, and they just, I don't know.
The close games, it bothers me that they can't, and you've said it many times, call a timeout, set something up, and they get a fall away from 3-point, that's the best thing they can find.
Fade away from 40 feet.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part for me.
That's the best you can come out of that huddle with?
Yeah. But boy, when they are hot.
It's like anything.
They're lights out. Ooh.
If they're hitting them threes, they'll put you away. But are you going to hit them threes for four games in a row or something?
No.
In the playoffs.
When the defense gets a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
We all know in the playoffs that happens. Yeah.
And they got to get over their top. You know, when it comes time, Curry's going to hurt you.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Butler.
He hasn't played. He hasn't played when they played him in the regular season.
No, but I mean, in the playoffs, he's hurt us. He's hurt us. So you got to be watching, you know, but you know, right now they're cruising right along pretty good, you know, they're in pretty good shape, but I have my wonders.
I mean, they got the team.
Oh, they do.
And they said either win it or it's a disappointment this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ball clubs out there that you're going to have to go through in this tournament.
Yeah. There's no
question. And we got Jaylen Brown tonight in the dunk contest.
He's in the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
He gets hurt in
He's got to have somebody help him because he ain't dribbling all the way in and dunking.
They'll let him run in, Woody.
He's going to have somebody alley-looping and bounce into him. Himself in the knee or the toe, and the ball will go out of bounds. I'll break up if that happens.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. My. How many times you see that a game?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Every game.
Yeah.
He'll take it off the toe. The last one, he hit it off his knee, almost went out of bounds. Fiddle diddles, head to the hoop, air ball layup. I'm going, boy, it don't get any better than this from a $50 million player.
Air ball layup. Wow. I don't know if I ever did that, Woody. I would at least hit steal.
I did. Or,
did you?
Oh, yeah.
I probably did too. Yeah,
I weren't making $50 million.
Though. No, you weren't. Mr. Metcalf wasn't sliding you a little extra.
Yeah, I go to the bench and Metcalf, hey, pass the ball. I was open. He said there's a reason for that. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. 603-843-8623. Give us a shout.
Bam! The numbers man's life. Here we go, Woody. Boop, 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 boop. Change your mind tonight.
Back us up. Do you remember? The nights in September.
Oh, boy.
Woo! There you go, Matt.
Matt, you...
Who is it?
Fellas.
Hey.
Don't worry about the horses being blinded.
You don't think we could handle that or what?
So what about Tiger? What about Tiger Parks?
He needs a golf cart. Like, he's not... He can't walk and play golf. He just can't do it. He's not going to be able to do it. He's hurt for the rest of his life. He's not going to be able to play.
He was going to make the cut, too.
Would he ever get an exemption, Rich? Would they ever allow that?
Sure he was. No, they won't.
They won't at all, right?
You think about Casey Martin. I mean, Casey ended up having his leg cut off. They wouldn't let him do it.
That's true.
So I mean, Pax, I don't know why they wouldn't have done this 5 years ago. I mean, Tiger's been hurt forever. He's had 100 surgeries.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no advantage of taking a cart. How about just take it and leave it on the cart path or something? You know, it's only 18 holes a day. It's not like college golf. Like today, these kids are out here playing 36.
Whew. Right. Oh, to be young.
So we got a Harker team doing a fundraiser, Parks.
Yeah, the Hartford golf team, Rich, is going to Texas for the Nationals.
Yeah.
And they're running a silent auction. I didn't know if you could scrape up something to have them put in that auction. Could you do your magic?
I actually have a Jordan Spieth signed hat I could give them.
Okay.
There you go.
That would be cool. Okay. You mind if I tell their coach, Aaron Stevens, that? Okay, great. That'd be wonderful, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, yeah.
No, and to get on that, you got to go to, what is it?
Yeah, it's 32auction.com and then /HHS Golf. That's how people get on. They're trying to raise $23,000. They've raised $15,000 right now. So they're trying.
Wow.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. So, but good for them. They use Jumpy Larkins, their home course, so they practice and play down at our place. And they're a really good bunch of kids. And their coach is a member at our club. She's a good girl. She's
a
teacher.
What is the tournament, though? I mean, everybody's won a million state championships around the area. No one's ever gone to this tournament. Is this a new tournament?
I don't know. I'd have to find out, Rich. It's in Texas, and I'll try to find out more on that. But, yeah, it's a national tournament, I guess, that all the high school champions how they set it up. It's in July, I believe.
So, which just seems crazy. So if you already graduated from high school, you're playing in a high school championship?
Well, yeah, that's kind of like the Shrine Game, you know. It's the same type of...
We've had
Windsor kids graduate on Friday night, and then the baseball championship was the following Saturday in play, true. You know, and they were technically a graduate, yeah.
Right.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have any problem raising the money if they've already raised $15,000.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
I wanted to tell you, they're down getting trained for the service dog finally after all this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yep, they went to Ohio, maybe. I think they're there now. They finally got the dog trained, and they're bringing the dog home with them here in another week or two.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, I see a special quick on TV, and these people were getting one of them service dogs because their kid was a type 1 diabetic, and they're going to let them know when they're going low. Same type of deal.
You should get one.
Yeah, right. I'd have to take him out in here. So,
he'd figure out your radio.
Yeah.